just wasn't the result you were wanting.
No, definitely not. I don't know, in my opinion, Gary will probably look at see it differently right enough, but I thought we were a better team again, and it's probably been too often the case in recent games that we've probably been the better team and not come away with the 3 points, and that's what we need to improve on. We need to put a run together if we want to try and make that top four, because you can see Morton get a result again today, and you can see how well Livingston are doing. We need to turn draws into wins, and we're more than capable of doing that, but we need to start doing it sooner rather than later.
Were you surprised Don Robertson didn't send off Jacobs for the challenge?
I spoke to him after the game and he thought Callum Fordyce was round covering, but we've seen it in the video and he's 2 or 3 yards behind quite clearly, so yeah. I don't think it was a penalty right enough, but it was definitely a sending off.
It's virtually a rugby tackle, the man, I think.
No, well, it wasn't just he actually tried to grab him at first and he only got a slight tug on him, and then obviously it was the two hands on him. So, no, it was a clear sending off. But as I said, we need to come to places like this and win. So we're frustrated, and obviously we've got another big game again on Tuesday.
Seemed to have a lot of chances in the first half. It was just a frustration you couldn't go into the break and capitalise on them.
It was, and you're always, when you get chances like that and you don't take them, or you're in good positions and maybe you don't pick the right pass, then sometimes it comes back to haunt you, especially the guys like Dobie in the pitch, who's got that wee bit of quality. I think Lee had one save throughout the match. Other than that, he was pretty quiet. So, as I said, we've just got to make sure that we're ready for Tuesday night and obviously start getting wins on the board.
A couple of times in the second half when their keeper kept you out as well.
Yeah, it was a great save for the free kick. He doesn't know anything about it. It's come through the bodies. Obviously, he's trailing legs there. There was a couple other ones as well. I think the corner, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, dropped it.
Yeah, and Nick had a shot as well. We had about 4 or 5 chances second half, with chances first half. But you wouldn't say that they were clear-cut chances. They were probably half chances, the majority of them. There was some decent performances there, but I still think we can take it up another level if we want to start winning games.
You also started with a 4-4-2 diamond and changed it in the second half. Bring on Callum. Is it good to have those options to get Joel Callum on the bench?
No, definitely. That's why you've got a squad. Be fair to Queen of the South, I thought we were a better team first half, and then they started the second half probably better for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then we changed the way we played and started dominating again. So it's good when you've got quality that can come off a bench and you're hoping they can come in and make an impact and try and get that goal we needed.
Feel the shape's working. I mean, you haven't scored in the last 2 games.
No, I know. It's we're not conceding goals, but obviously we're creating chances. We're not scoring, even though we've got a lot of strikers on the pitch, a lot of guys that can score goals. But we all need to improve. Goals need to come from everywhere. Need to come from defenders. I think there's a lot of good balls in the box for set pieces. I thought the strikers had half chances, and we've just got to make sure we're clinical when we get the chances when they come along.
Maybe a break.
Hopefully.
Thanks, Alex.
Cheers.
Thanks.